Government shutdown averted and fast. Is that going to boost market confidence?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Happy Friday. Congress, as early as today, could vote on a spending plan to keep the government in business. Lawmakers agreed to a deal late yesterday. They're also working on a plan to extend the payroll tax cut for a year. But they could settle for a two-month extension while negotiations go on. There are a lot of moving parts going on in the rush to pass the spending plan. And Jill Schlesinger is editor-at-large at CBS Money Watch. She's with us live from New York, as she is every Friday morning. Hey, Jill.
Good morning.
Now, the fact that this government shutdown threat didn't last very long, do you think that's going to boost market confidence?
I wouldn't go crazy. It's more of a relief than a full-fledged confidence booster. I guess now economists and investors have a reprieve. They can enjoy the holidays, and then they can just get back to what they love to fret over, Europe.
There you go. Yeah, but we have a lot of stuff here domestically that needs wrapping up by year's end. Payroll tax cuts I mentioned, unemployment benefit extension. Is that stuff going to get done, do you think?
I think it is. Lawmakers are, as you said, preparing this plan B where they, if they don't reach the long-term agreement in the coming days, they will go for this two-month extension.
Yeah.
That costs $40 billion over 10 years. It's a lot easier to find $40 billion than the full extension, which is $200 billion. But, you know, beyond the payroll tax, the extension of unemployment benefits for the long-term unemployed, there have been very few details about how to pay for that or how to pay for a scheduled cut in Medicare payments to doctors. You know, Congress never disappoints. They love to go right to the mat, to the bitter end, and drag us down there with them.
Jill Schlesinger with CBS Money Watch. Jill, thanks.
Take care.
In the frenzy that was the back and forth on Capitol Hill, this little news nugget got kind of buried. A proposal yesterday by Republican Congressman Paul Ryan and Democratic Senator Ron Wyden to reform the government's Medicare health plan. Marketplace's John Dimsdale reports now, unlike the heavy hitting that goes on with budget issues and debates, the Medicare plan's backers are using a lighter touch.
The Wyden-Ryan proposal would offer seniors the option of getting their medical services from the government or from private insurance plans. But the lawmakers aren't introducing any legislation. Congressional scholar Thomas Mann at the Brookings Institution says the two sponsors are looking beyond legislative gridlock.
The only conceivable reason is to shape the way in which Medicare is a part of the 2012 election campaign.
So why put a proposal on the table so early? The Urban Institute's Judy Fader says Representative Ryan wants to repair the political shellacking his earlier proposal to privatize Medicare received.
He is proposing something kinder and gentler than what he's had on the table in order to win over the millions of people he's scared with his original proposal.
Some political strategy experts say the Medicare reformers could have picked a better week to make a splash with their idea. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. European markets are up slightly. Asian shares were up today as well. Consumer prices were flat in November, according to the Commerce Department. Energy prices fell slightly. Italy's parliament today approved a package of big cuts and tax increases. That was seen as a confidence vote for the new government there. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow tacked on 45 points to end the day at 11,868.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering Pop Money, a way to pay other people online by sending an email or text. Learn more at allybank.com. And by Reputation.com, monitoring, protecting, and improving reputations online while deleting personal data from the Internet. Reputation.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Today is the day thousands of stores are waiving shopping and, I should say, shipping fees. It's an effort to get you to browse and spend money at their shops online. Retail sales on the web this holiday season are up 15% over last year. And as Marketplace's Jennifer Collins reports, retailers are doing whatever they can to bring the mall to you.
Ben Dominich is watching the History Channel at his house in Mount Vernon, Virginia.
Larry the Cable Guy on History.
He's also shopping.
Get her done!
And there's a Cable Guy Get Her Done shirt for $24.95. And I Love This Country t-shirt in olive for $24.95.
Dominich passed on the T-shirts, but he could have bought them through his Verizon Fios TV with his remote. Sutrita Mulperu is with Forrester Research. She says mobile shopping is expected to bring in $6 billion this year. Still, just a slice of e-commerce, but a growing one.
People have more devices, they want to have the convenience, and it's easy.
You've probably seen those square black and white codes. They're called QR codes popping up everywhere. They allow smartphone users to buy products with a swipe. In November, Sears and Kmart rolled out shopping walls with QR codes in airports and movie theaters so people could buy toys on their way to a plane or to the popcorn counter. Benjamin Kennedy is with the ad agency Integer Group.
Mobile has in effect made traditional media, which was very passive, an interactive experience that can prompt a sale, you know, via a mobile device.
But Kennedy says the everywhere mall still has a long way to go. Credit card info is a pain to enter on your phone. Connection speeds can be slow. And just to use a QR code, sometimes you have to download an app.
Which really, really puts that consumer off and makes it harder for that marketer to engage them at a future date.
All of that may have something to do with the fact that Sears told me in an email the company is phasing out its shopping walls well before the end of the holiday season. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
And finally this morning, by the way, we want to tell you, you can check out the next Marketplace with Kai Ryssdal later today as we delve into the world of holiday retail from a busy outlet mall. That's Marketplace later today with Kai Ryssdal. Finally this morning, talk show host Ellen DeGeneres and wife Portia de Rossi are reportedly developing a vegan pet food line. Animal advocates say dogs are better able than cats to adapt to a completely meat-free diet. But you know, this canine's not going to be down with the new veggie fare.
Yummy, crunchy, bacon, bacon, bacon! There in the bag!
Who wants a bacon strip?
Me! I get it myself, but I don't have thumbs!
I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. Online, marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
You want to know the biggest concept in retail today? It's called discount as the new normal.
Everything is on sale. It's Christmas time. So, like, we quit 20 years ago retailing.
I'm Kai Ryssdal, a special retail show live from the Outlet Mall. That's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.